This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, January 23rd. God's word to you today is, let it go. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 37, verse 8 from the God's Word translation, and it says, let go of anger and leave your rage behind. Do not be preoccupied. It only leads to evil. The word resentment is from the root word resentio, and it means to cut again. So when you repeat or rehearse the hurtful words to yourself, you're cutting yourself again. The person has said what he or she has said and they've moved on, but you are resenting them. You are rehearsing it. You're cutting yourself again. Every time you rehearse it, you allow the past to control your present and influence your future. Every time. Every time you play back what your father or mother or brother or sister said to you that was hurtful, you're giving your past power over your present and influence over your future. But every time it wants to play, you stop it and you play the good words. You're cutting off the pain of the past. You're giving yourself a chance in the present for a bright future. We need to understand this because when we do, so many things fall into place. Stop rehashing it. Stop reliving it. The person that said it, let it go. If you let it go, what will happen? Is there any risk? Forgetting. Exactly, you should forget. The truth is that there are actually people who do not want to forget. If you're one of such, then you need to know that the problem is not the person that hurt you. The problem is you. You have a heart issue. You want to keep it fresh before you so that you will know how to deal with him or her, right? One of my strengths, it is also a weakness, is that I forget hurtful things easily. 90% of the fights in my house growing up had yours truly in the middle. Let's say the fight happens in the morning. When it is time to relay what happened in the evening, all I can remember is I punched someone. Sometimes I just notice that the people around me are being unnecessarily careful. I observe it, but I ignore and move on with whatever I'm doing. They watch me for a while and then ask, you're not angry? Angry? About what I did? What did you do? Some will then proceed to remind me and apologize, and others will prefer not to. Honestly, I just do not remember. It is a weakness because you should remember some things, particularly when you are hurt and there is a lesson to learn. You should learn the lesson and let the hurt go. I pray God blesses you with this gift he has blessed me with. Sometimes people read meaning to my behavior. Meanwhile, I do not even remember what they did. They believe I'm doing certain things because I'm angry with them. Meanwhile, I do not even remember. Your past cannot hurt you anymore if you let it go. In other words, if you let your past go, it cannot hurt you anymore. Psalm 37 verse 8 from the God's Word translation says, let go of anger and leave your rage behind. Do not be preoccupied. It only leads to evil. You must be able to let it go. God's word says, let it go. So just let it go. Let it go. No conditions attached. Let it go. Let us pray. Father, I ask that you purge my heart completely of resentment. I choose to cut off from the pain of the past and walk into my bright future. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.